Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this week's installment of Keeping It Real with Kennedy. So how's everyone doing this morning? Are we all recovering from our St. Patrick's Day shenanigans? I know I am. So a few years ago, I decided to do the 23andMe genetic testing kit with the ancestry component. Once I got my results back, I found out that I was, yes, indeed, very Irish. The genetic groups that they traced me to with a highly likely probability are for Galway and Central Ireland, Central and Southern Ireland, Wales, which is in the middle of Ireland and England, and for the United Kingdom with the highest probability in the Greater London and West Yorkshire areas. So overall, it says that I'm 45% British and Irish, and then 41.8% combined from Amsterdam, Switzerland, France, and Germany. Then I have 9% from Finland, and the rest are just small percentages from other places. So I thought that was pretty fun to learn, and I'm pretty stoked to be British and Irish. I think that's really cool. Now, back in my prime, from the years of 2009 to 2019, I traveled to 33 countries. These trips were all for various different reasons, like family vacations and cruises to the Mediterranean, the Caribbean, and the Baltics, studying abroad in China, internships abroad in Peru, visiting friends abroad in Australia, and just my own personal escapades, like when I went on that Contiki trip to Spain, Morocco, and Portugal. One of our family vacations in 2017 was to London, Paris, and Amsterdam, which I now know are all three a part of our heritage. So back to the homeland it was. I fell in love with all of them and need to get back as soon as I can. And this time, you better bet, we're adding in Ireland because I haven't been there yet. I'm ready to bump some Ed Sheeran and drink a Guinness in Galway. Okay, now I could talk about travel and culture and tell all my stories all day long, but instead of just hearing me talk to the abyss through this microphone, I thought you all might enjoy hearing from a special guest this week who is also an expert on all things travel. So everybody, please give it up for Glenda Holcomb.
Hey, everybody.
Why don't you introduce yourself really quick?
My name is Glenda Holcomb. I am a physical therapist, friend of Kennedy's, currently living in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. It's not that great, but I'm from Florida, so, you know, maybe I'll make it back there one day.
Yeah. Okay, and Glenda is here with us today to talk about travel and culture. So, Glenda, from your experience, how did both culture and travel impact or affect your life, like, while you were growing up,
we always were traveling, mostly around the United States and things. My family was actually a part of the only Black Floridian ski club. They're called the Sunshine Slopers.
That's so cute. I like it.
Yeah. We would go different places and people would come up to us and be like, are you guys that Florida ski club? You know, some people would be like, that Black Florida ski club.
Right.
And it was really great memories, but, you know, the economy got bad and we stopped traveling as much. But then I was able to travel a whole bunch when I studied abroad in undergrad. I lived in Poland for about 4 months and I went to a university there, and Poland was okay, but because it was just okay, I was able to travel to, I did 17 countries while I was there.
Whoa.
And that was really great.
All in 4 months?
All in 4 months.
Wow.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite place that you traveled to?
I can't say a favorite. I'm going to give you top three.
Okay, top three.
I'd say Italy, Spain, and Dubai, if I had to pick.
Okay, and what about each of those makes it your favorite?
For Spain, it's the friendly people and the food.
Okay.
Italy, it's the food.
Yeah.
And Dubai, it just feels magic while you're there. Like, everything is so clean. A fun fact, our taxi driver told us they do not have homelessness in Dubai. In order to be in the country, you have to have a place to stay. But, you know, everybody over there, they have so much money.
Yeah, for sure. So I know you mentioned food as a big part of why you like places. So would you agree that food is an important part of culture?
I do. I think things revolve around food. Eating is such an important part of life. Everybody does it. And that's why it's intertwined with culture. Just different community dishes, how cultures prepare things. It's something that can be seen as similarities, differences, but makes the world go around.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So we talked about some of your favorite places. Do you have any least favorite places that you've been?
I don't have a least favorite. I only didn't get enough time to experience it properly.
Right.
You could say that. Okay. So Paris would be one place that I don't think I experienced properly. And the reason is the most stupid reason ever. So at the very end of my study abroad trip, I went to, I think it was like six different places, and I was actually traveling by myself. I couldn't find anybody to go with me. So you know what? I was just like, okay, I'm just going to do this.
Yeah.
And it was a wonderful experience. But I started off by flying from Poland to Morocco. Spent a couple days in Morocco. Then I flew to Spain. Then from Spain, I flew to Paris. And I told myself when I was in Paris, I'm not going to go to the Eiffel Tower. I'm not going to do all the touristy things. I'm going to bypass Paris and go to Brussels in Belgium, because the guy at the time who I was dating, it was his dream to go to Paris. So I was like, oh I'm going to come back and go to Paris with you. Of course, that relationship did not last.
Of course. And now we just bypass Paris for no apparent reason now.
Yeah. Bypassed Paris. Cannot say that I've been to the Eiffel Tower. I literally rode an underground train in Paris,
so you wouldn't see it.
Quick way. I really didn't see much of Paris.
Oh my gosh. Oh no.
I stopped there for a snack and I drank some of the water.
That's
and I think
it.
I got sick in Paris. I really do.
Oh no. No macaroons, no like French fries,
none.
Nothing. Oh man.
Isn't that just so stupid?
Yeah, that makes me kind of sad.
Hey, it's all right.
It's all good. Okay. So, in terms of that, do you have any travel tips for new travelers?
Yes, I have three of the most amazing tips that I could think of.
Okay.
Number one, this is not one of the tips, but just go. Even if you were thinking on the fence about it, there's no time like the present, just go.
Yeah.
So first tip, be spontaneous. That actually makes for some of the best stories, best memories, and I think that's what makes traveling so fun. You don't have to stick to your schedule. You know, the saying is true, if you don't have a plan, your plan is to fail, or whatever that saying is.
Mm-hmm.
But being spontaneous when traveling, it's just the most amazing thing ever. Second tip, always try to talk to new people. Traveling can get lonely, mm-hmm. and even if you're with friends, the best experiences happen when they're spontaneous and when new people are involved. And who knows, some of those people, you know, you might be friends with for life.
Yeah, for sure.
And last tip, everybody loves souvenirs. Some of the best places to buy souvenirs is actually in the airport in other countries. Specifically, okay. When I was in Dubai, I got all of my souvenirs there. I did not pay over $10 for anything, and I got really nice things.
Really?
In the airport.
In the airport.
I mean, there's no tracks.
Okay.
Also.
That's crazy. I feel like the airport always has like super high prices for no reason. Like I want to get
do.
Like a Red Bull and it's like $5. And I'm like, well.
Oh, yeah. I think that one's country specific.
Yeah, probably. At least
but
here.
If you're dealing with street vendors, always haggle.
Yeah.
Always.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good tip. That's a good pro tip.
A great tip. And one of my friends, he taught me before you're going to a shopping area or anything like that, you put one of your smallest bills in your wallet and you put all the rest of your cash in your pocket or in your bag or somewhere else, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you walk up and you say, how much is this? And they say whatever price.
Mm-hmm.
Then literally show them your wallet and show them that the last of your money, or at least it looks like,
mm-hmm.
and they give it to you for that price because, you know, there's thinking, oh wow, this person really wants my item, it's their last.
Yeah, and one tip I learned too, you gotta learn to walk away, because they want the sale, they want your money. If you're not agreeing on a price, you know, you still think it's too high, just slowly start walking away, and half the time they'll run after you and offer another lower price, you know, because they want
yes.
your sale.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to another topic about cultural traditions or anything you've noticed traveling that you've admired from different cultures or
things that I've noticed is every society carries themselves a little bit different. Polish people are very standoffish. They're not the friendliest, but they are very friendly when you do talk to them. From the people who I met, they said most of it's nervousness, but, you know, you'll go somewhere else, like, I'll just use Morocco as an example, and everybody's your friend, everybody's your cousin, everybody's your brother, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they will speak to you that way, and sometimes you just have to roll with it.
This is my new homie, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep.
Other than that, the cultural differences, I love to see in the museums and the churches and, you know, just exploring, being a tourist.
Yeah, for sure. Do you have any trips planned? Like, what's your next destination?
I do not have any international trips planned, but I need to take my own advice from my tips and just go ahead and do it.
Yeah, just do it. Come on, Glenda, let's go.
Yes, but in the U.S., I'm going to Las Vegas for a week with my boyfriend, so that should be
That'll really be fun.
Taking a whole week off.
That'll be so nice.
Really excited about it. In May, my brother is graduating college, so going to Pennsylvania, and then we're going to go to Niagara Falls.
Oh, cool.
Like, drive up to Niagara Falls. None of us have ever done that before.
Yeah, I've never seen that either. It looks cool.
Yeah, and my mom keeps on talking about an Alaskan cruise.
Oh.
And that is the next thing that'll be on the books.
There we go. Have you been on a cruise before?
I have. They're amazing.
I love cruises.
I think I'm just a food person because I think the best thing about the cruises is the food.
Yeah, yeah. You wake up every day to like just like a big buffet of all this really good food.
Yeah, trying anything you want.
Yeah, that's the place to do it too, especially because like everything's all included. So just like go try it, you know?
My first time having escargot was on a cruise ship because I have a lot of buyer's remorse sometimes when I don't like things.
Yeah.
And I'm picky.
Yeah.
So I think to myself, okay, well, let me just do it in a low-stakes situation. And if I don't like it, then at least I can say that I've tried it.
Right, for sure. Okay, and did you like it?
No, I did not.
No, but hey.
I wanted to buy it at like a fancy French restaurant and like be angry for the rest of the night.
Right. At least you didn't like spend top dollar to not like it, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. I did not.
Okay, well, perfect.
How about you? Any trips planned?
I'm trying to get to Brandi Cyrus in Vegas, either in June or September, I'm thinking.
Mm.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, I'm trying to get my next big trip. I want it to be like a beach trip, Caribbean cruise or like Hawaii.
I'm thinking of trying to take a travel job in Hawaii.
So are you thinking about doing travel PT?
I've been thinking about it.
Yeah.
But I'm not really happy at my job right now. You know, anything looks better than where you're at.
Right. The grass is always greener, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it could be fun, but it's also a lot of, like, moving around and stuff.
Exactly. And, you know, I would only take it if it's a travel pelvic job.
Yeah.
And there are only a couple of those.
You got to start it up, Glenda.
You know,
maybe you will not.
Thought about that, too. I have something that I like to term advertising anxiety. Yeah, I know it's awful. Every time I think about advertising myself in a certain way, because I used photography on the side, I just get nervous talking about myself and telling people about what I do. I really do think I'm just one of those people that's supposed to work for someone else.
That's okay. That's totally fine.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's fine.
I can be independent and solo when I travel because I feel comfortable doing that.
Yeah. And you know what? You're living your best life. So there you go.
Yes. So we all try to do.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think we got you on for the fun fact of the week segment this week.
Ooh, yeah. All right, fun fact.
Yeah, do you have a fun fact to share?
I do.
Okay.
And I'm going to make this one about me.
Okay, perfect.
Bit. I started off as a food science major in undergrad, and I realized it was too much chemistry, but I did learn something really cool.
Okay.
And there's people who have twice the amount of taste buds as a regular person, and they call them super tasters.
Whoa.
Yes. So there's actually this test that you can do to see if you are one. I want to say it's maybe like 1-2% of people, but it's like a small percentage. And you take this pill that numbs all your taste buds.
What?
Yes, it tastes really bad. And so my teacher gave it to all of us. And then he had us eat a citrus fruit. So he gave us all oranges after. If you can still taste after you take that pill, you're a super taster.
Whoa.
And I could.
So yeah, also, you're one of them.
I'm one of them.
Whoa.
And that's why I'm really picky. And that's why
I think that might be why like you didn't like the escargot or something. It's like too powerful for you.
That's why I think I revolve everything in my life around food, because it's just such a bold experience for
me. Yeah, I bet.
I think it's my favorite sense.
Yeah, the
and,
taste.
You know, you think about it and it's like, oh, what about sight? What about feeling? You know, like, it's like, yes, you're right. Those are the most important senses. But my favorite, I really do think it's my sense of taste.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's pretty cool.
Thanks.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, that was a very fun fact. I think we all learned something there.
Super tasters, yes.
If you or someone you know is a super taster, please reach out and we can connect to the super tasters of the world. We'll do like a cook-off. It could be like an event. We could all meet up somewhere and do a cook-off.
Oh, yeah. Taste testing.
Yeah, that would be, that would honestly be kind of fun. Okay, so thank you for coming on the podcast, Glenda.
Bye.
Okay, thanks, Glenda.
Okay, well, that wraps up another week, and we'll see you next Monday.
That sounds cheesy.
I know, it's just so cringy. I'll edit it really good.